This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1612. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 11th, Australia, Belarus, Belgium, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Cyprus, Equatorial Guinea, Germany, international waters, Kuwait, Mali, Nigeria, North America, Pakistan, Swaziland, Tajikistan, Turkey, USA, Vatican, Western Sahara, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. If you'd like to hear HCJB Australia in English, even though there's no more DX party line, 15340 is used toward South Asia. Nevertheless, it's sometimes audible in North America, but now blocked for 2 hours by Radio Havana Cuba, which has started using the same frequency, between 13 and 15 UT. However, if propagation is cooperating, you may hear HCJB for the following half hour in English from 15 to 15:30, except for the first quarter hour on Saturdays, which was in Nepali, the time I happened to tune in, April 7th. Here's the shortwave schedule from Belarus, according to Alexander Mazgo in that country in RusDX. The external service, Radio Station Belarus, is on 11730 with 150 kilowatts at 11 to 23 UT. That includes English from 20 to 22, except for a bit of Spanish during the first third of an hour on Sundays. Also on 7255 between 1705 and 23 hours, 250 kilowatts, 252 degrees. The domestic service relay, known as Belarusian Radio, is on shortwave as follows, 04 to 07 on 11930, 15 to 17 on 7255, and 15 to 21 on 6080. Apparently, the low-power Belarus shortwave transmitters on various 49-meter band frequencies have been closed down, but you might still hear it on 6005. At 0630 UT, in that case, it's a relay via Call Germany in the German language, says Giampiero Bernardini with Dario Monferrini in Italy. That collision between Cuba on 17750 and DRM via French Guiana on 17755 has been resolved. Ludo Mas has moved his DRM transmission, the Disco Palace, at 20 to 21 UT to 17875. So, Arne Koro, the bully, has a record of forcing others to compensate for his mistakes, and now, without lifting a finger, RHC also benefits by escaping this QRDRM. After a couple of months, Bhutan has resumed broadcasting on 6035, first reported April 9th at 1817 as an NID by Martin Roth in the Netherlands. Actually, it was 40 hertz above the frequency. They're playing westernized ballads with a possibly Southeast Asian flavor. The frequency was clear, but the signal too poor to get much else at that time. They were still there at 1943, which of course is late in the night in Bhutan. Normally they don't transmit that late, but Partha Sarathy Goswami in West Bengal says he was hearing them at 11 UT, back on 6035 when there's co-channel interference. He thinks they're running the 50-kilowatt transmitter a bit lower than that. The next day, April 10th at 17:55, he was hearing them again with non-stop songs. Definitely better reception than the day before. The frequency exactly the same where they were the previous December. Alokesh Gupta in India was also hearing this, and it was parallel to their live streaming via www.bbs.bt. Mark Davies in Wales was also hearing it April 10th at 20:21 on 6035, parallel to the web stream with local music. He says, excellent, after years I never had them on this frequency. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says maybe they're checking out their faulty transmitter by temporarily running it 24 hours. He found the frequency varied slightly. It was only 39 hertz above 6035. While on April 11th, Mauno Ritola in Finland says it varied a bit higher, up to 44 hertz above. And on April 11th, there were more reports of this being heard in the European evenings, at least by Mark Davies in Wales. From Assam in India, Gautam Kumar Sharma reports via Alokesh Gupta in DX South Asia, VBS back on 6035, the first time in many weeks. Heard April 10th from 0544 to 0600 with songs in English and a host introducing them. Satisfactory strength and no interference. Later in the afternoon, heard news in English at 0805. And Partha Sarathy Goswami in West Bengal says he was hearing them April 11th at 21:30, again parallel to the web stream, but they were off the air at 22:30. In North America, Bhutan is usually heard, if there's propagational cooperation and not too much interference from Yunnan, China, on the same frequency, in our mornings. Yunnan is supposedly going off now at 14:15, in case Bhutan is staying on later than that. It's also sometimes heard after its morning sign-on at midnight UT, however, more likely in the winter than this time of year. From northern Brazil, Rádio Roraima is still being heard almost 5 kHz above its nominal frequency. In Pennsylvania, Brian Alexander reports it on 4879.19, varying to 4879.25. April 7th, from 0310 until sign-off at 0357 with the national anthem, a wobbly, unstable signal and slightly distorted. Also heard by Zacharias Liangas in Greece on 4879.8 on the 9th of April, and on the 10th from 0305, signing off at 0358 with the national anthem. It was previously measured on 4875.6. Since the news last week about a budget cut at CBC and the elimination of Radio Canada International from shortwave coming up in a few months, there's been lots of reaction from inside and outside of Canada, much of it just about the CBC. We have many of these items in the next DX Listening Digest, number 12-15, via worldofradio.org. And now some numbers are emerging. Via Dan Say and Mike Cooper, historian La Presse of April 4th, said in 3 years, 650 jobs will be eliminated at the CBC overall. RCI is to go off shortwave after June 26th. However, in CIDX Messenger, Avrom Stern found out from RCI that the Northern Quebec service will be shut off by the end of October this year from 9625. Ian Morrison of Friends of Canadian Broadcasting, a lobby group, has some higher figures, a $200 megadollar budget cut and 800 staff positions are going, as well as advertising being required on CBC Radio 2, despite its low ratings. In a comment via Drita Chicho, Sue Hickey in Newfoundland says, "It's a sad day here in Canada, as our increasingly vindictive government, the Conservative Party under the leadership of Stephen Harper, is striking out at our public broadcaster. It's really not an intention to save money, as government claims, because it is planning to spend more than 20 Jaga dollars, Canadian, on military jets. The Prime Minister has had not much time for CBC because of its intelligent, critical nature and programming that he claims is elitist." Sue editorializes further in CIDX Messenger, "The Canadian Conservatives are entering dangerous territory when they whittle away at their national broadcaster, claiming they are too elitist or artsy, which ordinary Canadians supposedly don't like. Prime Minister Harper and company, you're less mature than the audience's Sesame Street targets. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, but leave the radio on." Checking the CBC website about the budget, Kai Ludwig says, "CBC will shut down all analog TV transmitters July 31st, keeping only its existing 17 DTV outlets. Outside their reach, there will simply be no terrestrial TV anymore." What about the shortwave transmitter side of RCI at Sackville, New Brunswick? Sheldon Harvey says, with RCI no longer having shortwave transmissions after June 26th, they will have no further need for the site. However, there are transmitter time agreements with several foreign broadcasters using Sackville. It's not clear what the termination date is for those contracts. Some other foreign broadcaster could be interested in the site, or possibly a private firm. Sackville is in a very good location and performs very efficiently. It'll be interesting to see what happens to it. By the way, the foreign broadcasters at Sackville are not necessarily paying for airtime. Many of them are simply trading time with RCI. Lots of listener reaction was already coming in for the Maple Leaf mailbag of April 8th on RCI. You can listen to it each Sunday, and it's available on demand via their website. Of course, we have all the exact links in DX Listening Digest. Also, the International Radio Report from CKUT on April 8th discussed this with guest Wojtek Wjazda of the RCI Action Committee. RCI still has a few English broadcasts on shortwave, although none intended for North America. But the one we can hear well if we're not too close to Sackville, where the signals skip over, is at 20 to 21 UT on 15235, 15330, and 17735. Further east, you can try the 18 to 19 UT broadcast, which is transmitted from the UK on 17810. As for RCI's budget, the RCI Action Committee says it'll be reduced by $10 from 12.2, leaving only $2.2. That's for everything, including salaries and electricity. Two-thirds of the staff will be eliminated, leaving 16 or as possibly as many as 25 people. Newscasts and newsrooms will be eliminated, shortwave dropped, Russian and Brazilian program eliminated even from the website. Via Artie Bigley, Ian McFarland, who wisely took early retirement from RCI 21 years ago when there were some earlier budget cuts, says, I'm not surprised that shortwave is being shut down. Some years ago, the target audience went from being the world in general to simply potential immigrants. You can't get a much more narrow target audience than that. This was basically an effort to keep RCI from being shut down completely. Canada's government obviously no longer has any interest in reaching out to listeners in third world countries, since they were the ones, along with a lot of other people, who listened to shortwave. With RCI soon to be available only via internet, it will shut Canada off from many of their former listeners who don't have computers or access to the internet. A very sad end to a once great international broadcaster. Andy Reid in Ontario points to another CBC story that the radio program Dispatches and All Radio Drama will close, as well as two foreign news bureaus. Among the many anomalies from Cuba, harmonic reception is looking up. I ran across CRI English Relay on 19140, April 8th at 1320. That's 2 times 9570. It was readable, reaching 5 over 9. Ryan Alexander in Pennsylvania notes that a new frequency for Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation is 5925, replacing 6135 for their Friday, Saturday, Sunday broadcast in Greek at 2215 to 2245. The trouble is, on April 7th, he was monitoring that along with 7220 and 9760, and it was only an open carrier, no programming. And the new frequency went off at 2220. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says the same thing has been happening now for several weeks. Hope you heard the reactivated 5005 from Radio Nacional Bata, Equatorial Guinea, while it lasted. Johnny Serra in Italy was hearing it April 3rd from 1852 to 1948. But on April 8th, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says there was no sign of it during frequent checks between 0445 and 0620. The other Equatorial Guinea frequency, 15190, is still appearing most of the time with Radio Africa carrying U.S. religious broadcasts, including Tony Alamo. Despite being imprisoned for 175 years for child sexual abuse, this station is glad to put him on the air, presumably old recordings. I was hearing him April 11th at 1953 praying to God about his favorite subject, having sex with children is okay as long as you marry them. This is World of Radio number 1612. Our thanks for financial support from Frederick McGavin in Ireland, who sent a contribution in Euro via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Yes, PayPal takes care of the conversion, no problem. You may also contribute via a check or money order in the mail, in U.S. dollars, please, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Via BCDX, news of yet another program being carried by the Radio 700 facility in Germany. It's called Nord AM, the 6th edition, Saturday, April 14th, at 14 to 15 UT on 6005 and 20 to 21 on 3995, according to BCDX. A number of special events involving ham radio are scheduled for the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. Brock Whaley points out some of these. The Fort Perch Rock Marine Radio Museum has the special call sign GB100MGY, MGY having been the call of the Titanic itself. It'll be on the air from April 6th to 26th on all ham bands, including longwave 502 kHz from April 12th to 18th. For those who cannot transmit there, they'll be listening for crossband replies on 3566 or 7066. Monitor 502 especially overnight, April 14th and 15th, marking precisely the 100 years since the Titanic sent her CQD SOS signals around 500 kilocycles per second. More info about the museum is at www.fortperchrockmarineradiomuseum.co.uk, and Perch is spelled P-E-R-C-H. Although not on current schedules, I've found that Radio Kuwait is still broadcasting in Arabic to Western and Central North America on 17550. It came on the air a few minutes after 20 UT, April 11th, and it's previously been on the air as late as midnight UT. By the way, 1 hour earlier, I was hearing an unlisted transmission in an African language on the same frequency. With a very unstable situation in Mali, you might want to try to hear their own shortwave broadcasts, which were disrupted initially. But Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing them again April 8th on 5995 with indigenous vocals, fair signal, but weak modulation until it went off at 0757. 1 minute later, they came up on their other frequency, 9635, signing on with a guitar interval signal and flute, French IDs and local tribal music. Again, good signal strength, but weak modulation. Voice of Nigeria is somewhat erratic on 15120, but it seems the analog transmitter is still running for the morning broadcast, starting before 0500 UT, sometimes propagating here. The evening broadcast in English at 18 to 20 UT is apparently on weekdays only in DRM. It had been turning on the DRM at 1900, but now they've moved that earlier to 1830, according to IBB monitoring via Ivo Ivanov. In case you've wondered who was really behind the pirate in the 80s called Radio Clandestine, Artie Bigley has heard the Temtron talking about his involvement on WBCQ. He liked to operate inside the international shortwave bands, and it so happens that I ran across another one doing that, Undercover Radio, Saturday, April 7th at 1440 past 1500 on 15250. I sent a report, and Dr. Benway says, as far as he knows, I'm the only one who heard this unexpected broadcast. Undercover Radio also made it to Italy, heard by Luca Biotofiora on their more usual frequency, 6925 USB, April 7th until sign-off at 0616. April 10th at 1430 on 17520, I was hearing Vatican Radio in Hindi via Madagascar, a poor signal, and there seemed to be some interference. Could it be Pakistan also scheduled? Yes, Noel Green in England confirms the two are colliding. Pakistan is on 17520 between 1330 and 1530. Thanks to Juan Franco Crespo in Spain for sending along the Voice of Russia's new program schedule in English. I was looking all over the grid for Moscow Mailbag. It used to be broadcast several times each day, but now it's only on the schedule for four times during the whole week, and all of them are during the North American hours. UT Saturday and Wednesday at midnight 32, and UT Tuesday and Thursday at 0405 for 15 minutes each. And I did hear it at 0405 April 10th on 13775 to North America. There's only one other frequency on the air to anywhere at that hour. Alexander Jadischov in Ukraine forwards this from Vladimir Pivovarov in Ukraine in the Deneb Radio DX Google group about the Voice of Orthodoxy discontinuing broadcasts on shortwave. He got a reply from them. Indeed, the transmitter site in Kazakhstan was closed without any preliminary notice, so we have to cancel our agreement with them. It will be very difficult for us to resume broadcasts on shortwave due to a slash in our budget. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, using a remote receiver in Japan, notes TWR Swaziland way off frequency for their Malagasy service, 9584.784, April 10th with interval signal at 1453 and ID. The program runs until 1525, but it's blocked after 1459 by China Radio International. As I was trying to identify something involving a Tajikistan relay, Ika Birvert in Germany says, all IBB transmissions via Tajikistan disappeared from HFCC on the 30th of March. They were listed publicly only during the first few days of A12. Also, all language details disappeared from the IBB entries in HFCC on the same day. Hark the president's words, and then he links to a press office at the White House website about transparency and open government. Well, that's very interesting. It's a good thing we've saved some of the early A12 HFCC files, although there are bound to be changes as time goes on. Speaking of Tajikistan, the Voice of Tibet is relayed from there. And one of their tactics to avoid Chaicom jamming is to jump around to various split frequencies on the 19-meter band. Unfortunately, some of these are near the Voice of Turkey on 15450, which is broadcasting in English at 1230. Although Voice of Tibet is always 2 or 3 kilohertz away from a regular channel, Firedrake jamming does its job, always staying on a frequency ending in 0 or 5. And on April 6th at 1244, this caused them to collide directly with Turkey on 15450, and on other occasions, it's been on 15445, usually stronger than Turkey. KimAndrewElliott.com quotes a BBG press release of April 5th, invitation to the rededication of the BBG VOA Greenville shortwave station mentions neither Greenville nor shortwave. It's being rededicated to honor the renowned broadcaster and director of USIA in the 60s, Edward R. Murrow, and in recognition of World Press Freedom Day, with several big-shot speakers, my terminology. This will be May the 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and there's a link on the notice to register for the event. IBB continues to allow its station to approach, if not cross, the boundary separating church and state. April 7th at 2041 on 15580, I was hearing Music Time in Africa from VOA with a song about Jesus, and then even reading the lyrics in translation. What now? Equal time for animists, atheists, LDS, every faith. They are certainly entitled to it once this religious can of worms is opened. Radio Marti also has a reprehensible history of broadcasting Roman Catholic services to Cuba to the exclusion of all other factions. On April 8th, I heard them reading from the Christian Bible. Please, we have plenty of private broadcasters on shortwave in the U.S. who are totally entitled to propagate Christianity. As summer approaches, it pays to keep an ear, even on 13 meters in the night middle. April 11th at 0508, I was hearing a weak signal in Chinese on 21710, presumably Radio Free Asia via Tinian. Also on 17855 via Saipan. The transmitter used for English language broadcasts from WEWN in Alabama is always accompanied by squishy spurs at multiples of 9 kilohertz away, often heard at 18 away, and sometimes 27, all depending on the strength of the signal, such as around 9390 in our mornings, which bothers WWRB and WTJC, and on 15610 in our afternoons, bothering anything nearby, including Greece, on 15630. It seems that these are caused by failure to install a certain filter to eliminate the spurs from these continental transmitters, a sorely needed retrofit affecting an AM-FM switch on a control card. Why don't they do it? Rachel Maddow on MSNBC has been covering the story of a low-power radio station, WBHC 96.5, in Benton Harbor, Michigan, that the governor-appointed city manager is trying to get rid of. There have been at least 3 stories so far, and you can find them by going to rachel.msnbc.com and search for videos on Benton Harbor. The latest one was April 2nd and 2 more back in February. In PlayDX, Roberto Rizzardi in Italy reports hearing Vatican Radio on an unlisted medium wave frequency, 1566, between 0330 and 04UT, April 6th in Italian. Could it be Challenger Radio reactivated or some other private Italian station relaying the Vatican? This had interference from Transworld Radio Benin on 1566. Still nothing on shortwave from the Polisario clandestine for Western Sahara, but Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal monitors it on medium wave, 1550. On April 10th, he found them changing the times of their Castilian or Spanish segment. They signed on at 1700 UT, and they were already in Spanish news at 1719 and still in Spanish at 1801. Clandestines for Zimbabwe, as Hasegawa in Japan reports Zimbabwe Community Radio on new 12115 via Madagascar, signing on at 1600, replacing 5890 via South Africa. And Radio Voice of the People, 9870, was heard by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, in vernacular, and some English after 0442 until sign-off at 0457. But it was difficult to understand due to their accents on April 8th. The propagation outlook from Czechia, Peter Coleman, via Dario Monferini, the geomagnetic field will be unsettled to active April 12th to 15th, mostly unsettled the 16th to 20th, and mostly quiet April 21st and 22nd. And the outlook from Boulder, issued April 9th, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on April 13th, 14th, 23rd, and 24th. Solar flux rising from 95 April 12th to 110 April 22nd to 25th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1612.